And now another guest interview this morning, and joining me live over the phone today is Meredith Leonard with the Alpine Education Foundation. And things continue to get more exciting with the Alpine Charter School, Wyoming Classical Academy Alpine. Meredith, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time. And, well, Wyoming Classical Academy Alpine getting ready for the upcoming fall season. You have the big gala. You've introduced the headmaster with a meet and greet on Monday. Let's start with the gala and how things are shaping up with that this upcoming weekend.
We're very excited about the gala this Saturday. It's going to be featuring dueling pianos that we've hired out of Salt Lake, Keyed Up Entertainment. It's a completely sold-out event, so we are going to be jam-packing the Alpine Civic Center, and we're just thrilled with all the community support and all the businesses and individuals that have stepped up to help make it possible.
You mentioned it's sold out, which is fantastic to hear. At the same time, maybe there's some people out there that's like, oh, man, I wish I could have gone to that. How can people still get involved and maybe support if they're not able to attend Saturday night?
Absolutely. Well, we do have our meet and greet with Dr. Oliver on Monday evening at the Alpine Library from 4 to 7. So that's a great way to get involved. Another great way to get involved is to follow us on our Facebook page. Reach out to us if you have any ideas or questions or just want to support. We will, of course, be holding more parent info nights and more events kind of as we head into the spring and summer and then into the fall. There's going to be a lot of activity around the school. As we open up the doors, we have the interiors of the modulars almost completely built out. So we'll start doing tours of those, and then we'll be looking outside into our landscaping and our playground. And I'm actually very excited. We're very grateful to Karen Landscape Architects out of Jackson, who generously donated design time to come up with a playground concept that we will actually be debuting at the gala, and all of the funds raised at the gala will go to making that beautiful space for our children.
Oh, fantastic. Love it. You mentioned Dr. Oliver and the meet and greet this upcoming Monday. Tell us more about him. He was just recently announced as the headmaster.
Yes. Well, we were very grateful to have three outstanding candidates for our school, and Dr. Oliver just stood out. We're very excited to have him. He's joining us from Chattanooga, Tennessee, so a little bit of a change, but he's very excited to be close to the mountains and start something new. He is leaving his current position where he is an assistant principal at a charter school, so he knows the charter schools well. He knows what to do, but I think one of the things that stood out to us most about him was just how kind he is and his excitement for learning and his excitement for creating a beautiful school culture. That is something that really stood out, and we're very excited to welcome him.
Fantastic. That meet and greet again, 4 to 6. Was that right at the library in Alpine?
4 to 7.
4 to 7. Perfect. So stop by and meet Dr. Oliver. And sounds like you also touched on the building and the temporary schoolhouse buildings, and it seems like everything's right on schedule for school to start this upcoming fall, right?
It is, yes. So we will be turning our attention to enrollment. That is going to be key in terms of reaching parents. We understand that for parents, you know, the ground underneath them might feel a little bit shaky as they decide what to do next school year, but we just have to tell them to, you know, be open-minded, come and see what we're up to, read the curriculum, read more about it. It's a beautiful curriculum that was designed by the Hillsdale College professors. It's solely designed for K-12 public schools. It's very robust. The children will be exposed to great literature, history, civics, all of the beautiful things that have stood the test of time. And in terms of the modulars are great little classrooms. We're so excited to be able to take parents through them because I know from the outside they look somewhat modest, but on the inside, they really are beautiful little classrooms, lots of natural light, and it just does feel like a little school. So we are so excited to be able to start tours.
Meredith Leonard with the Alpine Education Foundation this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Meredith, really appreciate your time. Anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air today?
We just wanted to say thank you to all the community that has stepped up, all the businesses, parents, individuals who have stepped up to help. Bank of Jackson Hole has stepped up as our Maestro sponsor. for the gala, which we're very grateful to them. They'll be providing the entertainment. And overall, we're in unbelief in terms of what we've been able to accomplish in a year, and we can't wait to see what this next year brings.
If someone wants to hop online and learn more about the enrollment and everything happening with Wyoming Classical Academy in Alpine, where do they go?
Yes, they are welcome to go to the Alpine Classical Academy website, which is alpine.wyoclassical.org. They are also welcome to email me, and my email is info@alpineeducation.foundation. If they want to get involved or have any questions, we would love to have more help, and we would love to connect them to our community.
That's Meredith Leonard with the Alpine Education Foundation. Meredith, thank you so much, and good luck at your gala this upcoming Saturday.
Thank you, Duke. We really appreciate it.